It never rains, but it pours. An hour before midnight is worth two after, or so my mother used to tell me, as I sat down to breakfast after a particularly late night. But is it really true that sleep before 12 p.m. is twice as good for you as sleep after that hour? At the time, like most young people, I regarded this proverb as an old wives' tale with no relevance to my own life. I mean, an hour is an hour. It's 60 minutes, a.m. or p.m. However, now older and wiser, I remember my mother's words as I scramble into bed at 11 o'clock. I am now a firm believer in the value of getting at least 1 hour's sleep before midnight. Advice about how to live a healthy life is one example of the type of received wisdom which is condensed and passed on to the next generation in the form of proverbs. Proverbs also serve to express general truths in a short and colorful way. For example, there's no smoke without fire, meaning that there is generally some truth in even the wildest rumors. Another type of proverb acts as a reminder of the correct way to behave. For example, don't wash your dirty linen in public. This means don't discuss personal or family problems in front of strangers or in public. Other proverbs are offered to people as means of comfort in times of trouble. For example, it's no use crying over spilt milk. This proverb advises that it really is a waste of time to weep over mistakes that have already been made. Instead, it is much better to make the best of a bad job, to do your best whatever the situation. Some English proverbs are native to Britain. For example, it never rains, but it pours, a reference to the joys of the British weather. This proverb means that when one thing goes wrong, many other things go wrong as well. Another homegrown proverb is every dog is allowed one bite. This proverb is based on an old English law dating back to the 17th century. The law said that the first time a dog bit somebody, its owner did not have to pay compensation to the victim because one bite did not prove that the dog was vicious. Hence, the idea carried in the proverb that everyone should be allowed to make a mistake without being punished for it. Other proverbs have come into the language from Latin or Greek. Lucretius, a classical Roman author, created the proverb, "One man's meat is another man's poison," meaning that what is good for one person can be harmful to another. And the proverb, "Let sleeping dogs lie," meaning don't cause trouble when it can be avoided, came into English from the French in the 14th century. As Britain came into contact with other countries and cultures, English became enriched with the words and wisdom of different languages. From the Chinese, we borrowed the colorful proverb, "He who rides a tiger is afraid to dismount," meaning that if you start on a dangerous enterprise, it is often easier to carry it through to the end than to stop halfway. Some proverbs have been in the language for 1,000 years. For example, a friend in need is a friend indeed. The message here is that someone who stays with you and helps you in times of trouble, rather than turning their back, is a true friend. Other proverbs, however, are much more recent and reflect changes in the way that we live. From the United States come the following two pieces of new wisdom. Garbage in, garbage out, from the computer world, reminds people that computers are only as good as their programs. From big business, we have, there's no such thing as a free lunch, meaning nothing is free. If someone buys you lunch, they will expect a favor in return.